dial in toll free. Bring us whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. You actually get to control the content of the site. So when you find something online you want to share with our listeners, you can go and submit it as show prep, and then others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked, making it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to jump right back here into your phone calls. But coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about the food pyramid. It has been reversed in the last several years, and now it's going to be abolished completely and replaced with something new.
This thing keeps on changing.
We'll explain here in a moment what that's all about. But we're going to take your calls first, and we'll go to the phones and the fun. Talking first to David, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I'm so glad I got to get, I've been trying to get home. Anyways, I just wanted to bring to your attention about, you were talking about the Jefferson Memorial the other night.
Sure.
Yeah, the Jefferson Memorial people, five folks were arrested for dancing over the weekend there, and that video is over at jeffersondanceparty.info.
Right, and, well, I just wanted to bring to your attention about excessive force on a from a police officer. It's virginiapilot.com. And you go to that website and look up, it was April 23rd, where this, the guy was drunk and he was not banging on the door to try to, get into his buddy's apartment. And a police officer showed up. If you go to this site and you need to, go further into it, about what's going on, but the police officer wound up shooting him 11 times.
What?
Wow.
11 times. Shot him 11 times. Unarmed.
Wow.
The officer said that he was, had his hand. He had 0.23 alcohol?
That's drunk.
Yeah, that's good and drunk.
Yeah. And the police officer said that he was, had his hands at his waistband. And that he had lunged at him, he probably more than likely stumbled at him.
Yeah. Staggering at the police officer.
He was trying to hold his pants up, I think.
He had to have been drunk out of his mind. Even his friends said that they had seen him drunk earlier. But
so the suggestion was because he stumbled in his direction and had his hands in his waistband, that therefore that he could have had a gun and the cop was scared, right?
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, definitely. 11 times.
Right, yeah, so according to the newspaper article, he retreated and unloaded his clip. 11 shots.
Jeez.
That's what they do, man. They get away with that stuff, too. Has he been fired or anything like that? How fresh is this news?
No, well, it happened April 23rd. They've been talking about it in the newspaper, off and on about, where they're going to go with this. Another thing, though,
usually it goes nowhere. I'd just like to point that out. Typically, the cops in these situations are given paid vacation. It's called a paid suspension. And then they are reinstated to their full level of responsibilities.
Well, you know what else they found on his website, which they're not allowed to have by policy of the police department? They found his website. He had remarks on there like, "Mommy, can I go out and kill tonight?"
This is the cop?
Now, did you guess the cop's website and when you told us to look this up?
No, it was a Virginia
Pilot. What do you call that, tweeter, whatever that stuff is. I'm not sure. I'm not that, on that stuff. But and he also had a person hanging from a noose and said whatever it takes to get it done.
Wow,
he's still crazy.
Yeah, and he had pictures of his guns with his, pictures of his guns with cleaning, how to clean guns and all that. And the caption on it said that I'd rather be dirty in them.
Wow.
You gotta look.
Just some
up.
Of the things you read. I mean, that's not a surprise to me because I've been on some of these cop websites. The cops have their little hangouts that they go to online, like police1.com. There's a bunch of other sites. But they have these sites that a lot of them go to, and they have forums, and they have comments. And when you read what these cops say, a lot of them are cops. You don't know which ones are and aren't, obviously, though, because they, it's open forum, so anybody can join. But clearly, these places attract cops. And some of the things they say are some of the most callous, rude, disrespectful, outrageous, sick, twisted.
there was a national story relatively recently, as the, I think, the Democratic National Convention in Denver in 2008. The police union printed up shirts that said "Getting up early to beat the crowds," and then had a silhouette of a guy with a club. And you know, this is the police's union. This isn't some rogue guy. This is the local union printing up these things. So this is endemic, at least in the Denver Police Department. And I, from my experience, generally nationwide, is the way they look at it is it's us versus them.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're killers. They're twisted. There's no two ways about it.
Well, some of them are.
David, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And the worst part about it all is we all are forced to pay for it. We can be as outraged as we want at what it is these people do and what they can get away with, but yet we still have to pay for their outrageous, despicable activities.
And your methods of redress of grievances are so few and far between.
Yeah, they're pretty minimal.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Ben is listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Ben.
Yeah, guys, appreciate you taking my call. I was just calling in regards, you guys, before the break, we're talking about the legalization of drugs in our country, and I am 100% behind that. My only reason for this call is to talk about how the way that people argue the point for the legalization of drugs is the biggest problem. When you say legalize it for medical use, that just stands in the way of the whole purpose. The whole purpose behind this is to take something off of our tax burden and start to get something to pay for our resources. That's the whole thing. Legalize it for anyone above the age of 18. If cigarettes are legal, weed should be legal.
I see where you're coming from.
Have you ever smoked weed?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Did you smoke it before you were 18?
Yeah. Yeah, I smoked cigarettes before I drank alcohol.
I'm just saying, you know, this 18 number seems arbitrary, and I mean, high school students report it's illegal for high school students to get to alcohol at 21, but they report that it's easier to get marijuana, which is completely illegal. I don't know that the age of consent matters. I agree with you to some extent, but at this point there seems to be sort of a zeitgeist in this nation for people who have, you know, some medical conditions being able to get some marijuana. I certainly, in this war on drugs, these are the wounded lying on the battlefield, you know what I mean?
Oh, I completely agree. I really want for people to, in the political arena, people like you guys who really, I believe, stand in the right on a lot of issues. I don't necessarily agree with you on all of your views about the police, but I do agree with a majority of what you guys say in regards to freedom and responsibility.
Well, Ben, the only thing that I disagree with you on is that legalization goes too far. And what I mean by that is decriminalization is really the ideal. For me, full decriminalization of all drugs, including prescription drugs, is the way to go. Because when you legalize it, you're creating a system that the government can control and tax. And I don't want the government to get money from this sector. I want them to just end the prohibition and make it so anybody can sell and buy and use whatever it is that they want to, because they're doing it right now. It's just that ending prohibition would end all of the problems that are associated with the war on drugs, like the violence and the gang wars and you know, the impurities and the dangers of these drugs and the situations in which they are sold. But legalizing takes it and essentially creates a regulatory structure, which means it gives the government more money, and it gives the government still gives them control over these products. And I'm not interested in having that happen.
Yeah, I'd like to see no laws based on this.
In order for what you're saying to happen, you have to live in a utopia.
You have to what? You got to talk right into your phone. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You would have to be living in a utopic society, and that we obviously do not live in. No, not every politician is going to be 100% straight. Not every person. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Nobody tells the straight up truth.
Ben,
so
I get where you're coming from, but that's what I do. I push for the ideal. I push for what would be the best situation. If it ends up being legalization, that's still better than the prohibition.
I'll
we
take
have
freedom
today.
Step
Shoot
by
for
step,
the stars.
Personally.
Yeah, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You got to get the ideas out there, the principled ideas out there before people can consider them. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company. It's owned by Jason Osborne, and they do, among other things, collections. They purchase charged-off receivables. They do early-out billing. You can find out more about SACL CAI, how they can help in your company, at freetalklive.com. See their banner at the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, our toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. By the way, you can go to our site and go to listen.freetalklive.com To get access to our live streams, you've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show running around the clock. So the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always there, always on the stream for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. And you can get information about our great radio stations across the country. We've got about 100 stations that carry the show during the week, different times, different places. Go there at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about our great satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air KU-band channel, and the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears, and go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about them. Let's go to you and your phone calls, and we'll talk to Tim, listening in Georgia to XM Satellite Radio on America's Talk. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tim, what's on your mind tonight?
What happened when Bob Dylan performed in China?
When are we talking about here?
I guess just recently.
Are you asking me because I might know or because you know yourself and you want to tell me? I have no clue.
Yeah, I know that Jewel slept in a car. I don't know what this is. I don't do my pop culture real well.
I just heard there was some controversy.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have no idea. JJ, anybody know?
Nothing. I don't know what he's talking
about. I would recommend Google, sir. Google may know the answer. We're just talk show hosts. You know, we have opinions on things generally, but we don't know everything that goes on in the world.
Okay.
Is there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
I guess not.
All right. Thanks for the call at 800.
Says here they didn't censor his set list. China didn't censor my set list. An unprecedented letter to fans. But Dylan writes, we played all the songs we intended to play.
Good news, I suppose.
It's a blow for freedom.
they
let him play everything because no one understands him.
The times they are changing. 1-800-259-9231.
You know that I had a contract at one point that stipulated that there was no Dylan allowed to be played in the office.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
For real?
Like Bob Dylan?
No. No.
You know any more of that song yet?
No. I'm not a huge fan myself.
No.
I think his voice is a little grating.
You know all of his songs if you go... You've got the whole thing down.
Yeah, his voice is a little obnoxious to me. But anyway, a lot of people like him. So,
yeah,
800,
yeah,
apparently in China, too. 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, it's a talk show. It's an open phone show. So you can call and ask an obscure question, but we're not the answer men.
I think pop culture is definitely not the strong suit of this show.
No, certainly
means.
Not.
Yeah, you'd be right. You'd be right there.
I can comment on pop culture generally as like a theme. Like we could talk about the idea of pop culture and the obsession that some people have over it and the obsession that people have over Hollywood and who's marrying who and who's having kids with who and all of that. But I couldn't tell you who's marrying who. I don't know.
No.
I don't care. I got enough stuff to deal with in my world.
Exactly.
I got cops to bust. I got, you know.
He's so proud of that.
He is. It's a big day for Ian.
It was a big day today.
Yeah, it is. And kudos, man.
Yeah, and for those of you that missed it, you can go to freekeen.com, copblock.org, and you can see the video of us busting an undercover cop. And so you can take control here. You can bring up anything, but I recommend Google for obscure questions.
Yeah.
Because who said this. Maybe it was Ray Kurzweil, the guy that's predicting the singularity, which is where, for those that don't know, it's that singularity is the point at which technology becomes equivalent to, I think,
I don't know that that's the singularity, but that's supposed to be as early as 2020, that technology will become as smart. Computers will be as smart as humans.
That's not the singularity?
I believe the singularities are when they merge, when you see the technology and the human race combine enough to, be one. And you'll see it with smartphones and people are interacting with technology on more of their day. They rely on it more. So I think that that's what it is. Basically, what it means is immortality for pretty much everybody that's listening.
All right, so according to Wikipedia, because we can use search engines too, a technological singularity is a hypothetical event occurring when technological progress becomes so rapid and the growth of superhuman intelligence is so great that the future after the singularity becomes qualitatively different and harder to predict. That's a much more vague definition.
Yeah, it is.
Either of us were we're providing. But yeah, it's basically a point on the path of the total merging of technology and human beings, which, by the way, you are completely eschewing, JJ.
That's right. Yes, I am. I'm a pro-humanist. I'm allying myself with the blue team on this one, I guess. My point is that once you enter the robot body, Mark, you become a zombie. And I'm sorry, but I've taking an oath to kill zombies, Mark.
Well, I understand, and you're actually you're speeding your death. These zombies will be super powered. And you're speeding your death as quickly as you possibly can with smoking too. So you won't be around for the zombie fight, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Mark. I think I'm just toughening myself up.
Well, you see, most smokers rely on the singularity, saying to themselves, "Oh, don't worry, medical science will. By the time I get cancer, they'll have be able to have some kind of cure for this." So,
no, Mark, I'm gonna be the one going with your chain guns on your fingers. I'm going to be one going, "You may strike me down, but you only make me stronger."
Yeah, I know. Right. In my robot body, I'll be able to jump 5 stories high and have chain guns that shoot out of my fingertips.
I like the idea of transhumanism. I like the idea of combining your humanness with technology and to enhance yourself, to make yourself, live longer, to be more resilient to disease and things like that. I like that idea. Why would you call that being a zombie? That doesn't make sense. Being a zombie means you have no soul.
I think zombie is more of an undead, for me anyway. My sort of definition, it's like you take your brain and put it in a robot, it doesn't mean you're a human anymore. You're living...
But what makes you human? Is it the flesh bag that you're in, or is it your consciousness? I mean, what is being human?
I think human has to do with the organism.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a scientific label attached to the organism of the creature.
So if your consciousness was able to continue on outside of your human body, you look down upon that.
No, I'm not saying I look down upon that. I'm just saying that's...
We call it a zombie.
That's not human, no.
But it's not zombie either. A zombie is a human body without a consciousness, presumably, right? I mean, we don't know what zombies
are. Well, okay, a robot zombie.
So
how's that?
Define human. What's it mean? 46 chromosomes? I mean, what's it mean?
Human is 5 letters.
Yeah,
evenly
spaced. Sure. You're not sure. So, I mean, you know, I got two eyes in front of me.
He's up against a wall, Mark.
No. I got two eyes in front of my head.
I'm up against
the
wall because I'm not playing your game.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's all right, JJ. It'll be okay. We'll forgive you when you want your own robot body.
No, Mark. No, you're going to be the one going, "Can I have my body back?"
Well, you could probably have a different body at that point.
That should be 2045. At that point, do you know how old my body's going to be?
Mark, you know what?
It'll be 85.
Okay, Mark.
I won't be able to get it back.
How are you going
to...
Okay, sex with a robot. What are you going to do, Mark? You going to...
The virtual interface. It may look human. It may be like the Terminator.
I suspect it will. I mean, people want ergonomics. They want the things to fit what they're
used
to.
What a large serial port you have.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can talk about transhumanism if you want. The singularity, 800-259-9231. To control of these airwaves, this is Free Talk Live.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the very same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. To see that, get interactive, all for free. Cam.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
freedomsphoenix.com, 800-259-9231. We go right back into your phone calls here. John is listening in Florida to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, John.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Your show last night, and the topic of the guy who did the EMT, and the police dumped his phone in the street and then ran, and it accidentally got run over. The problem is, There's ways for you to take pictures and upload them as you take them. We recently bought a camera and got the Wi-Fi SD card that you can pop in. You know, your camera takes SD cards, and you can upload to your laptop as you take the pictures.
Yep,
so if you had a friend sit, you know, 50, 60 yards away innocently on a park bench as you're taking pictures, you know, they might
That's kind of a complicated way to do it. What I might recommend you look into is Quik.com, Q-I-K.com. There's some other ones like Bambuser. There's some competitors out there. But Quik.com allows you to have if you've got a smartphone, you just start up this application. It's totally free. And then with two presses on your phone, you are streaming live to the Internet.
Well, just I'm thinking more in terms of a being the data being saved. And I also got
it saves it on the internet.
It's streaming live to the internet and being saved on quick.com, QIK.com.
Okay, well, that's awesome. I'm about thinking a lot of people have phones nowadays that take SD cards, so it wouldn't require a big layout of money for the technology. And I also got to thinking about wireless security cameras. How hard would it be to take an old camera body and hack it and put mount a wireless security camera in it that's constantly uploading to a black box that's, you know, folded in the trunk of your car or in a friend's backpack or something? Because can you imagine in the courtroom and the cop says, what camera? I didn't confiscate any camera. And you show the footage of them confiscating the camera.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, the more cameras you've got, the better. The more technology you have on your side, the better. And, of course, as time goes on, technology continues to, you know, the competition in that field continues to drive the prices down, continues to drive innovation forward. And we're to the point today where most phones have a video camera option, and we'll get to the point here in the next two or three, probably 5 years, to where it's, you don't even need a wireless SD card, where everything's just going online, everybody's putting stuff up on the cloud, and nobody's storing anything anymore on an SD.
And one more thing, I know in your reality, it was 2 hours ago, but my reality, a guy was just talking about the zombie robots. I think the word he's looking for is cyborg.
Yeah, well, I like zombie robots because it has a negative connotation.
Oh, okay. There's plenty of literature with the topic discussed, and McCaffrey, the ship who sang, and obviously the old Million Dollar Man series that the books it's based on. But
hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man, at 800-259-9231. Did he say S-H-I-P? I hope he did.
Yes, he did, Chip. Yeah.
Because I didn't hit the dumb button on that one. 1-800-259-9231.
It's a sad world where you have to worry. Did he say ship?
Yeah. I think something like ship has sailed. I think
something like that.
Ed McCaffrey book or something.
So we continue here. Okay, well, of course, 800-259-9231. He's listening on XM, so he may be under the illusion that there could. You may be, if you are listening on XM, do not be under the illusion that there's no unfortunate that you cannot say things like the S bomb, or that you could say the S bomb, the F bomb.
Yeah,
because unfortunately we do have radio stations. Well, I guess fortunately we have radio stations.
Yeah, over 100 now, right?
Yeah, right. That's right.
You know, you've got a caller calls in. I don't give a shucks. You're worried. You worry all the time. And that's unfortunately what the FCC does. I've got no control over what this person says. Did he call that lady a kite? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
So, 1-800-259-9231 is also a radio program, and we still have to play by those rules. Unfortunately, that's what is unfortunate, I guess is what I meant to say. We continue here with David listening in Delaware, WGMD. Hello, David.
Good evening, sirs.
Hey, you're listening on FM. What's on your mind tonight?
Can I make a comment about the tornado situation in Joplin, Missouri, please?
You don't have to ask permission. You can call about anything on this show, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what you said, and that's what I want to call in about. I want to congratulate the people in Joplin, Missouri, the citizens, as well as the EMS personnel there, the police personnel, the law authorities, and all the thousands of volunteers who have literally descended upon this city, which was 30% destroyed or something like that. This is a display of America at its best, period. And there have been no reports of looting, no riots, no nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen any bad stories.
This is a display of America at its best. Compare and contrast that to certain events in the past, maybe 4 or 5 years ago in the state of Louisiana. That's all I have to say.
And, you know, I think it's interesting that you brought that up, because I'd like to point out that an important difference is I never heard of any kind of mandatory evacuation for Joplin. I mean, they couldn't have. It's tornadoes. It just got whomped.
Right.
And so, therefore, in the Louisiana situation, you had the government come in and force everybody out. And
but
so
they didn't. But they didn't listen to the authorities. They didn't
most
listen.
Did. Yeah, most
people left.
Most people left, and that's
no, they didn't.
No,
they didn't.
You can repeat yourself over and over again, but that doesn't make it true. Most people, when they're told to leave by the so-called authorities, they will leave. Some people didn't. Some people stayed behind, and that's why they were there when the government people came around to confiscate weapons.
They also evacuated to other places, like the Superdome and things like that, that the authorities told them to go to.
Right. Most people are very obedient.
Sir, all I'm saying is that this is America at its best.
Very good.
The thousands
of
volunteers who descended upon that city, and
the reason why it's America's at its best is because they were allowed to be there, and they were allowed to descend, and they were allowed to respond. In the Hurricane Katrina situation, the federal government came in, they shut down everything, they prevented anyone from coming in and actually giving assistance to the people that were still there, that were stuck there, for instance, that needed assistance.
The local government. Remember, there were 80 or 100 buses which were underwater, which could have taken people out of that city after 2 or 3 days' notice. Remember that, sir?
Well, I remember the National Guard and many other state troopers going around house to house confiscating people's weapons. Who do you think they were being? Who do you think was taking care of managing those folks?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the 60,
what do you,
80
what's your problem with Louisiana?
There is no problem with Louisiana.
Well, you're trying to
all
blame
I'm
it
doing,
on the local
all
folks.
All I'm doing is congratulating the people.
No, that's
Joplin,
not all you're doing.
That's not what you're
Joplin,
doing.
Missouri.
Sir, that is not all you are doing. You are going beyond that to say that there's something wrong with what happened down in Louisiana.
And I would agree with you that there is.
There is a difference in response from the local authorities, sir.
It wasn't just the
and
local
you know
authorities.
That.
For God's sakes, FEMA was turning around truckloads of water coming from Walmart. It was the feds, man.
Yeah, the feds were preventing people from coming.
Did you hear anybody? Did you hear anybody say in Joplin saying, "Where is FEMA? Where is FEMA?" There was
no one saying that. That's
because,
a good thing.
That's because they're smart. They don't want FEMA because they learned their lesson.
Who would
want
FEMA after what happened in Louisiana?
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can pretend like the feds weren't involved, but yeah, they were the ones that were stopping people from coming there. They took those Walmart trucks full of water and ice and turned them around and sent them to Maine. Or there was something like that. They prevented them, or maybe they had their own trucks that they sent to Maine. Whatever it was, they were stopping doctors from coming in and providing assistance.
They absolutely were. The feds.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. And the feds, of course, were issuing orders to the local authorities. And the local authorities, so-called authorities, were following them. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop. Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts. If you're already on hold, we'll do our best to get you on here. If you're not, well, you should call tomorrow night because we're running short, but still we'll try to sneak you in here. Our numbers are 800-259-9231. We've also got a website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there for free. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use our own secure site to order with Visa or MasterCard. And we take that money and reinvest it, and you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. Real brief, just because the last caller would not accept anything we said about what happened in Louisiana regarding the federal government after Katrina cracking down and basically preventing anybody from assisting who hasn't jumped through whatever federal rigmarole, because they would only allow a doctor to come and assist if they had jumped through whatever arbitrary hoops the feds put up, which was like eight. It took them like 8 hours
right.
to go through
being
these arbitrary
an MD
hoops.
Wasn't good enough. They had to be trained in some other way.
Right. Well, it was more like filling out paperwork and jumping through bureaucratic rigmarole than being trained on anything. So there are all kinds of stories, and sure, the local government people were also involved in cracking down. There's no doubt about that. But the reason why there's a disparity between what happened in Louisiana and what happened in Joplin is because the people in Joplin never had to leave. They were there the entire time, and others were allowed to come in from the outside without some federal oversight. People just came in and assisted in whatever way was necessary.
Well, also, the weather was completely different. The hurricane that lasted several days, basically, there was a build, and then there was the levees breaking, and then there was the basically as it's moving inland, whereas the tornadoes finished up, and at some point not long after the tornadoes hit, it was okay to start basically cleaning up because it's over. So it was apples and oranges to several degrees.
Well, and the other thing is that when you kick people out, which is what mandatory evacuation, most people did leave. The people that stay in a mandatory evacuation are frequently people that are they're infirm, they can't leave their homes, they're stuck where they are, they're too poor to leave, that kind of thing.
There's a criminal element about that looting,
right, and the criminal element that wants to loot places. So the reason why looting happens is because
people leave. Looting doesn't happen when people are there to defend their property. No, nobody's going to come into your store like, you know, during the L.A. riots. There was that story about the Korean guy that was had a machine gun up on top of his store. Nobody was looting from his store. You know, he was there to defend it. But when people are forced out of the area, it's the average folks that keep crime down. It's not the police. This is a great myth of the police, is that, well, it's because we have the police that people are, you know, they behave. Otherwise, we'd have chaos. But no, it's because average people care about their town, they care about their area, they care about their neighbors, they care about their property. They are the ones that are the ones who protect. They are the ones who want to rebuild. They are the ones who are the most interested in this. And when you kick those people out, all you have left are criminals, sick people, and the other criminals known as the police. We continue here with your calls. We go to Gene listening in Tennessee. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello.
Hey there.
I was going to talk to you about China. First, I wanted to say I can't make it to Ron Paul's Money Bomb on Sunday, so I donated some money today. I hope that other people will donate on Sunday for the Money Bomb.
Okay. What about China?
Well, I'm on my way tomorrow morning. We're going to go to, we're flying to Shanghai, and then from Shanghai, actually, we're going to Saipan, which is not part of China. That's part of the Northern Mariana Islands, just north of Guam, because my brother's sister lives there. And then from there, we're going back to Shanghai, where we'll travel to Wuhan.
What would our listeners find interesting about this? I mean, everybody's got their own travel itineraries.
I am going to bring back a report regarding what economic changes have taken place since my last trip there. I'm going to attempt to see what kind of police actions they're doing. I've reported in the past about some riots that I came across, and but the thing is, the economy in China is doing so well, I don't think I'm going to see too much unrest this time. I have seen that in the past, but their economy keeps going, gets going stronger, while ours is going down. Now, you notice that
that's sad.
Moody's is now talking about cutting our bond rating from AAA to who knows what. And
why do you think it is, Gene?
It's because our debt ratio is so high. If you see the countries with the highest debt ratio, they just released a report on that, and Japan is the highest, and Germany's number 15, and there's several in the middle, but it didn't really say where we are. I would guess that we're not too far behind Germany as far as our debt-to-GDP ratio.
You've been calling us over the years, Gene, about China, and it's always interesting to have people from the West going over there and giving an inside perspective, because in pop culture, China is still kind of painted as this, you know, the red China, they're commies, and you know, there are all these news articles about censorship and China's, you know, terrible, etc. But your experiences haven't been so negative over there. In fact, I remember you told us once that the police, in many cases, are virtually non-present, and yet there's not chaos.
The police are, number one, they're not armed for the most part. There are some armed police out there, and very few of them. Most of the police are not armed, so your chances of getting shot by a cop in China are very slim, unlike here, where your chances of getting shot by a cop are pretty darn high.
Right, we had a guy call in earlier who said that guy got shot 11 times because he was too drunk. Gene, thanks for the call. Look forward to your experiences when you have them, and have a safe trip, and thank you again. 800-259-9231. Paul is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Ian. I've talked to you a couple times before, and I just wanted to chime in a little bit on the guy from the example with the Joplin and the Louisiana situation.
Yes, sir.
Let's face it, an inner city, they're more or less dependent on government aid and assistance. And when you're talking about a small community that gets together and helps each other out, I'm starting to wonder, you know, you're kind of lacking a little bit of what I would call humbleness and understanding. And sometimes I wonder, and I listen to you when I can. I've heard you fill in on the late night show from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And I'm starting to wonder if you're just starting to create a little bit of a argumentative attitude with people just to kind of stir the pot a little bit. I mean, I think it was great what they did in Joplin.
I didn't say Joplin was bad.
Right. I don't understand where you got that. I mean, what the guy was saying was that, you know, Joplin was good, and we agreed with all that. But then he would say things like it was the local government and it was the people of New Orleans.
Louisiana.
And I'm not sure that that's entirely true. I'm not going to discount it either. When somebody's used to relying on the government to take care of them, they're going to have a big problem when a disaster comes and the government's not there to take care of them. That's not true. But some of the biggest problems in Louisiana was the federal government.
Correct.
So I'm sorry if I – look, hey, Paul, I'm sorry if I miscommunicated, but it was not my intention to say that Joplin wasn't an ideal situation as far as people responding in a time of
need. I don't think we miscommunicated that. We said it over and over again.
Well, I think he was just trying to praise the fact that there are.
No, he wasn't.
No, I don't. I think what he was trying to say is that white people are pretty good at rebuilding, and that black people are kind of stupid, and if it wasn't for us, that they'd still be picking the corn out of yak crap in Africa.
Obviously, you're reading in.
That's what I think he was saying.
Right, you're reading into it, Mark, and I agree with you. I think he was kind of hinting at that, but he didn't tip his hand in any way explicitly on.
Well, yeah, but he definitely kept bringing it up. No, I think it's the three of us here at least think that the rescue efforts and the cleanup efforts in Joplin have been just extraordinary, and the people getting together. The sad point for me is that it takes a tragedy before Americans really step up to their full potential, and I think people should try to realize that potential on a daily basis instead of just when a tornado or a hurricane hits.
Good thoughts. Paul?
Well, I have lived in the white slum, and I've lived in the black slum, and it's pretty much an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I don't think race really has anything to do with it.
Well, I agree with you. A slum is a slum, and yep. Scumbags
people that depend, the people, scumbags. People that depend on the government, whether no matter what their race, they're going to have a big problem when a disaster like that happens. They haven't built community in the same way, and I agree with that all that entirely.
Certainly. Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Nick on here for some thoughts from Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hello, Nick.
Hi. A concern I have with transhumanism is I'm not sure how it would be logically possible to transfer one's consciousness to some kind of digital or similar form in a way that would be genuinely moving the consciousness rather than simply copying it and possibly deleting the original.
Yeah, nobody really knows anything about consciousness.
Right, you know, if you create a computer that supposedly can handle consciousness and then we take JJ's brain and we move it over to the computer
say,
hey, computer with JJ's brain, is that JJ in there? And it says, yes. How am I going to know?
Well, you get the analog, you know, versus digital, which is analog is the reality and digital is just a snapshot of certain samples of that
even
reality.
If can spit out some of the things that happened in your life, that doesn't mean that you're you.
That's right.
Yeah, we've got a lot more to learn about consciousness. Most humans.
But that doesn't change. They could take your squishy little brain and stick it in a robot body and it'd still be you, right?
Nick, I wish we had more time. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.